It's The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And at the Emmy Awards last night, the doctor was in the house.
I'm super honored to be here. I'm a big fan of television. I grew up on television. I just love it. I love sitcoms, hour-longs, infomercials, you name it. I'm a reality show junkie. News, not so much.
Well, he may have made news last night. Neil Patrick Harris, Doogie Howser, hosted the Emmy Awards last night. The initial ratings suggest that he did pretty well. Joining us now is Delana Dixon, TV blogger and founder of DelanaDixon.com. First of all, Delana, how did Doogie do at the Emmys last night?
Well, I think that Neil Patrick Harris was, wait for it, legendary. He was really great. He opened the show in the first 3 minutes with a Tony-ass feel. He had singing. He had dancing. He gave love to John Hamm from Mad Men. I mean, what could go wrong?
He's hugely talented.
It's embarrassing
to look at him.
He was hugely talented. And we definitely saw kind of the man boy that Neil Patrick Harris is actually famous for. And I think he was a little bit nervous in the first few minutes, and that was nice to see, too.
It seems the big headline was Toni Collette won the Leading Actress in a Comedy Series award, not Tina Fey. Here's her accepting.
Wow, this is insanely confronting. Thank you so much to the Television Academy for recognizing our show in this way.
Insanely confronting. Maybe that's why the show was canceled.
Well, I think everybody was expecting Tina Fey to take it for the third time, but Toni Collette on her show plays a schizophrenic, and she plays four roles. So when you're playing four types of crazy, that can probably win you an Emmy.
The United States of Tara is the name of the canceled show.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And Tina Fey, of course, at 30 Rock. But Mad Men was the big winner also last night.
Can't believe this. What an incredible year. The election and then this and... We all want to thank the voting members of the Academy for recognizing our show again. We worked very hard to not have it stink the second year, and we're very proud to be here.
So Matthew Weiner, creator of Mad Men, accepting the Best Drama Award there. You get a sense of somber ceremony and pageantry. He was hoping the second season didn't stink.
Well, it didn't, obviously, because it got a third season. You know, Mad Men is a critical darling. It hasn't really gotten the ratings that of a big show like Lost or 24. But it's that stylized look of the show and the clothing that keeps people watching. And the writing is so great. It's on cable, so they can kind of step outside the rules of broadcast television.
In many ways, Emmys are awards for shows that maybe aren't so successful. Kristen Chenoweth actually won an award for a show that's not on the air anymore. And here is an even more important, perhaps, sign of the future of the Emmys.
That's the plan. Rule the world. You and me. Any day.
That's Neil Patrick Harris in Dr. Horrible, which was nominated for an Outstanding Special Class Emmy for a viral video.
I know. Isn't this interesting that the internet can actually bring us television? As we know, it was created by Joss Whedon, who did it while we were on the writer's strike, something that he could do. And it's actually become an opportunity to prove that, yes, the internet is a viable source for programming. And it's something that's going to have to be taken into consideration for the future.
But maybe that's a great strategy for the Emmys. Focus on those kind of viral videos. Leave the TV shows behind.
Well, you know, the Emmy's biggest problem this year or the past year has been getting shows that are blockbusters.
Blockbusters begin on the web. Maybe that's the rule.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Delana Dixon, TV blogger and founder of DelanaDixon.com, handicapping the enemies, Emmys, which happened last night. Thank you, Delana.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.